Good morning, and welcome to your environment briefing for Thursday, August 14th, 2026. I'm your host, and there's a lot of ground to cover today. Some sobering science, some genuine hope, and a few storms making history in real time. Let's get into it. We start with a milestone nobody wanted to see confirmed. New analysis suggests the Paris Agreement's 1.5 degree Celsius warming limit will be permanently breached within just 4 years if emissions stay on their current path. That's not a single hot year anymore. That's a locked-in new normal. And it comes as scientists have officially retired the old worst-case warming scenario, RCP 8.5, the one that projected a terrifying 4 to 5 degrees of warming by century's end. Researchers say falling clean energy costs and stronger policy have made that scenario implausible, replacing it with a new central estimate of about 2.8 degrees by 2100. Call it a strange kind of good news. We've dodged the most catastrophic path, but 2.8 degrees is still a world of upheaval. And frankly, today's headlines show why. Case in point, Europe is baking. Roughly 150 million people are enduring temperatures above 35 degrees Celsius, with major wildfires tearing through Croatia, Germany, and France, and England recording just 6% of its normal August rainfall. The West Midlands fires alone sent 54 patients to paramedics, with 19 hospitalized. Meanwhile, across the Atlantic, Maryland has already logged 52 heat-related deaths this year, more than any full season since 2021, with over a month of summer still ahead. July was the hottest month in 132 years of U.S. records, and nationally, heat domes contributed to at least 70 deaths. On the flip side of the water cycle, Japan is reeling from catastrophic flooding. Chiba Prefecture saw its first-ever Level 5 weather warning after rainfall hit 115 millimeters an hour. That's a typical month's rain in just 60 minutes. At least 5 people are dead, nearly 7,000 stranded at Narita Airport, and 400,000 residents under evacuation orders. Similarly, devastating floods struck Assam, India last month, killing over 100 people, worsened by deforestation and unchecked mining in the region. Speaking of forests, the Amazon is delivering a mixed verdict. 3 new 2026 studies show it can bounce back from damage faster than expected, but it's also racing toward a tipping point within 15 years, with rainfall down 74% in some areas and temperatures climbing at double the global average rate. There is real hope, though. A rescued Sumatran orangutan named Bulan, released into the wild 7 years ago, just gave birth to a healthy son, the 10th confirmed birth at her reintroduction site. And Rewild, along with the Bezos Earth Fund, just launched a $200 million Phoenix Species Project to save 100 critically endangered species across 30 countries. Australia's home battery boom is also paying off, cutting wholesale power prices nearly in half. Less encouraging, the Trump administration has stripped habitat destruction from Endangered Species Act protections, and the IEA warns methane emissions still show no sign of decline. That's your briefing. Thanks so much for listening. Stay cool, stay safe, and we'll catch you next time.